And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is, are you trying to force something? Let life unfold. We see that human beings often want a particular outcome, and they work diligently, forcefully, often with manipulation, to make something happen. They push, they pull, they wish for and drive to a goal, a particular outcome. Even when it becomes difficult and like it feels as if they are swimming upstream, they continue to push and pull and swim with all their might. Do you relate to this in any way? We see that you do. And here we go with this topic. The limited ego mind has a very narrow view for you of what is for your best and where you should be living and how you should be looking and what job you need to have and the status within society that is for you. All of these things are the details of the limited ego mind. God does not care about these things. God cares for you, your being, your essence, your expression, all that you are, your heart, who you are, designed by God. So when you feel that you are forcing something, whether it is a relationship, getting a job you want, getting that house you want, having your life look the way you want, when you are feeling that you are forcing something to happen, drop the rope. Allow life to unfold in its perfect way for you. The truth is, life or God knows just what you need, past, present, future. And God is governing and guiding you always, every moment. So your limited ego mind that wants to force something to happen is drilling down into lots of fear for certain, because that is its base, and also keeping you stuck. It keeps you looking down at the details and trying to get your hands into that something that you are forcing to manipulate it and move it in the direction you would like, your ego mind would like. We ask you this week, when you feel that you are holding on to an outcome and pushing and driving and forcing that outcome to happen, and it is becoming difficult for you and makes you feel afraid, doubt yourself, not feel good about yourself, anything that brings your vibration down. Pause. Take a time out. Lift up your eyes from this detail and this push. Take a deep breath and come back to the center of your being, your home base, and ask, am I doing the right thing here? What do I need to see? What bigger picture is unfolding here? The truth is, your limited ego mind can only see narrow scope, narrow view. God sees and knows all. Life is intended to unfold for you in its perfect way, for your evolution, your learning, your growing, your greater self-awareness. It is a beautiful package when you let life unfold. And this is the life that is intended for you by the God that designed you, that created you. You are here to express this God force, this creative source that is infinite and all loving. That is what this earth realm is about, is unconditional love. So when your ego mind takes you into a feeling of constriction, of fear, of lack, of uncertainty that is disturbing, that is its ploy to continue to hold you hostage. Recognize this. Lift your eyes up, and this is your vibration, your frequency, to tune into the beauty, the infinite generosity, endless opportunities that await you and are intended for you as you allow life to unfold, as you allow your life to unfold. This will be a great exercise for you this week. Be conscious of your thinking and try this out. The idea that when fear or any idea of forcing something comes across your mental screen, you pause, come back home to your central core, hold hands with God and your spirit, ask the questions. The answers will come. And then the final stage is trusting. Trusting God, trusting life, trusting that you are ever cared for and held in the arms of all presence, Father, Mother, God, all love. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.